Lord Jesus Christ. I want to thank Father Merz for inviting us. He started this a couple years ago about trying to come out to do a liturgy out here. So our next Ruthenian parish is in Kansas City, St. Luke's, and I just kind of told him that the parish boundary between St. Luke's parish and the Kansas City parish is the Boone County Bridge down in Missouri down there. So when you go down 70, when you cross that, you're in St. Luke parish, or on this side, you're in St. Louis parish. Anyhow. Actually, St. Louis parish is called St. Anthony the Great. And we have a name, we have a parish, we have a lot of some of our younger people here today too, and it was really great to have them with us today. I sent this thing, I don't know exactly what Father Merz did with it. 98% of Catholics are Latin Rite Catholics. But there's still the 2% that aren't. The 2% that are Byzantine, are Syro Malabar, are Maronite, are one of the other smaller churches. And we represent part of that 2%. The tradition of our community comes from Western Ukraine, not Eastern Ukraine, Western Ukraine, near Lvov, on the other side of the Carpathian Mountains. The part that really isn't being attacked too much by the Russians, although sometimes they do send drones into that area. But the Ukrainian church has their headquarters in Kiev, and our headquarters is in the church in a little town called Ushilo. So what we try to do is recognize and see, and if you notice, I pray for Leo, our Pope, and we'll do that again. And we did that at the beginning of the liturgy as well today. Leo is our Pope, and that's the most important thing that keeps us united as Catholics. We just had one of our bishops beatified a month ago or so, I think, the end of September, I think it was. He was killed after celebrating Mass by the KGB in 1973. We have four of our bishops who were killed either by the KGB or in Slovakia, in Czechoslovakia, for the same reason. Why? They were faithful to Rome. As Bishop Robert Barron said in the talk that he's giving to his homily for this Sunday, there were more martyrs in the 20th century than there were in all the previous centuries put together. One of whom is now Blessed Peter Paul. We recognize and see that and grow in this. So we need to recognize and see the power that Christ gives us. Thank you for coming tonight. It's a little bit longer than normal, but my homily will be short in about two or three minutes, so trust me. The loud voice, did you notice that? Is that a chant of the gospel? These 10 men, presumably men, called out in a loud voice. They were disruptive. They were making a point. And Jesus said, what do you want? Your faith has cured you. And 9 of them went away, all 10 of them went away to show themselves to the priest, but one came back. There's all kinds of reasons as to why he might have come back. Why this Samaritan came back. He came back to thank God. He wasn't close to home. If you notice the beginning, he was going between Samaria and Galilee at that time. So he wasn't close to home. But he was an outcast. But Jesus and Master, they believed in him as the Son of God. And that's what we're doing here tonight. We're believing him as the Son of God. Be we Western Catholics or Eastern Catholics, we believe in him as the Son of God. And that is the key that we need to remember, to try to grow, and experience the wonder that Christ gives us. For Christ in us, our hope of glory, is the key, as he calls us to be his people each day. Don't forget what Mary said to Cana of Galilee. Do whatever he tells you. Let's listen to Jesus during this, for you all, during this Advent season. Listen to Jesus. Experience his invitation, and during our pillow fast for us Byzantine Catholics, let's listen to Jesus as he calls us, invites us, encourages us to come to a closer walk with him, to celebrate his life, to know his love, and to give glory to him forever and ever. Amen. I don't want to forget